Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day. All Bills, all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
For those of you on the video side watching us, we're going to take advantage of this nice weather as long as we can and be outside as many times as possible while down here at One Bills Drive here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo. Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove, and it's going to continue here, this weather. A nice Sunday afternoon 1 o'clock game, but a rare 1 o'clock game in the afternoon for the Bills.
Yeah, the best. Just as I joked the other day, as God intended, Bills Sunday, 1 o'clock in Orchard Park. Yes. The tickets apparently are ridiculously expensive because Bills fans only have a couple chances to see their team at 1 o'clock. It's this one, and it's the Bucks. You're rolling the dice a little bit on the Bucks game, though, because it's in November, so it should be a pretty phenomenal atmosphere.
All right, so let's give you an update from down here at One Bills Drive on a Wednesday. The Bills getting back to work after their Thursday night game last week against the Miami Dolphins. And now, of course, the Saints come to town. The big news today was what Sean McDermott said about first-round cornerback Maxwell Hairston. He has 1 week remaining to be on IR before he's eligible to return to practice. And then we see him out here, not far from where we're sitting right now, on the practice field, doing some rehab off to the side with trainers with a really big brace on. Where do you want to start, with what Sean said or what we saw? Because I'll be honest, the reaction that I got on social media from the video I put out, and maybe you did too, I don't know.
Different
than what I thought.
Yes. Okay. So let's start with what Sean McDermott said. Now, I'm reading this verbatim from Matt Parrino. We were all in the room for a Sean McDermott press conference. Bills head coach Sean McDermott with a Max Hairston update as he enters the fourth week on IR with potential return as soon as next week. Quote, "He's working and moving in the right direction. I don't know how many weeks it will be. You got to remember now, Max has been out since whatever day or week in training camp. So all the physical part, yes, but also the mental part of the playbook and those things. So right now, I think it's lowering expectations and managing them and just taking it one day at a time and seeing when and if he can come back. That was notable. So then he was later, Sean McDermott has to follow up by Joe Buscaglia, the if part, is there a chance he doesn't come back? And then McDermott kind of downplayed that a little bit and said, like, well, we don't want to put any timeline on it. We don't want to put too many restrictions on this. We are truly trying to take this one day at a time. When I heard that from McDermott, I thought there's a chance we do not see Max Hairston play this year.
Okay, I think that's a very fair interpretation. Mm-hmm. However, nothing changed from my perspective on what I always thought about Max Hairston, because I have covered, as you have, Sean McDermott long enough to know how he talks about these things. Mm-hmm. To me, Sean sounded like he kind of does with almost any injury that's longer term, that he doesn't want to put timelines on, and he wants to make sure he doesn't paint himself into a box. I just felt he was doing what Sean McDermott does, basically saying, hey, he's working. He'll be out there. When that happens, we'll cross that bridge. But we can't be counting that right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think anything he said gave me any pause that Max Harrison's going to be out longer than original. The question is maybe what the original would be, I guess, in that scenario.
But the thing that I would go back to or push back on, to your point a little bit, is the if. It's if he would have just said when he comes back. Yep. When and if is doing – that's doing a lot of lifting here, if he comes back. So I know that he kind of further clarified and was asked to follow up later on, but it felt like he kind of built in and out, really, for the Bills to be like, hey, maybe this truly is just a red shirt year for a player who they don't know what to expect. If he's ahead of schedule, maybe there's a chance he comes back. But as we walked from the media room to practice, you know, we've got a couple hundred yard walk here. I was talking to a couple of our colleagues and somebody said over under 2 games, Max Hairston plays this year. And the fact that that's the over under we're talking about, you know, is really interesting to me of like, there is to me a real chance we don't see him play.
Let me ask you this, and I think that's fair. And Sean did open the door by saying, if I agree with you 100%, right? So if that is the case, would it be more based on the information we have? Would it be more because of the injury or more because we also now have Dorian Strong playing pretty darn good and we don't have to kind of go down that road, and Dane Jackson's on the practice squad if we need him as well?
I think it would be more because of the injury, just because it feels like understanding the injury happened and you can't adjust after it. Like, I think they want him on the field. He was a first-round pick. I think they want him learning on the job. I think they were trying to get more explosive at that position, which is why they ultimately made the pick. This, to me, is like, hey, if this injury continues to linger, we're not going to bring back a corner halfway through the season and see what he can do when we're in crunch time trying to, you know, secure the best possible playoff seed or the division.
And risk him and possible re-injury.
And that's what I mean. So yeah, that's why, to me, it would be more of an injury than it would be what's in front of him, because, like, I am not. Dorian Strong didn't do enough to me where it's like, oh, he absolutely has to be active on game days. Like, I don't think I would go that far.
No, I understand. And I think it's all right. That's all fair. And I think two is interesting. Active on game day, 2 games, over under. Even if you get to that point, what are you doing with two, right? I mean, it's like, it almost feels like it's all or nothing at this point. At what point does it a point of no return, right? Which is, like, what point do you get to in the season where you say, we're just not doing that? Uh-huh. If you're past Thanksgiving, he hasn't started practicing yet. What they have done in the past, though, by the way, they have done this in the past with guys. I think Isaiah Hodgins was one of these guys, uh-huh, where they actually do open their window in December and say he's going to practice, but they never actually activate him. They just want to get some work on the field.
Yeah.
I guess that could be in the window, too.
Yeah, that could be in the window. And then if you see if something happens in that 3-week window, if somebody got hurt or if they made some move or something crazy happens, then you might force your hand into having to do something that you weren't necessarily prepared to do. I like the Thanksgiving day. I feel like that's probably a little later than I would anticipate, but mid-November. Like,
they do have a Thursday night game before Thanksgiving. Gives them a little bit of an extra few days there.
That little window, the November 20th game against the Texans, and then November 27th is Thanksgiving. So they have a nice little mini bye week later in the season when you look at that Texans week. So I feel like that's the probably place to look. If we're not talking about him being full go after that, I just don't even think it's worth necessarily their time.
Okay, so I think then, judging by what you're saying, I think we both agree, though, he's not going to be practicing next week when his eligibility starts, right?
No, I don't think so. So we went – when a coach says something like that, I think naturally we immediately go out to practice and start to pay more attention to Max Hairston. So a group of us immediately walked over to Max Hairston and started taking out our phones and our cameras and recording video of him, and he was doing more than we have seen since the injury. So that is a good sign, but more still means some high knees, some jogging, some stretch work off to the side with a massive brace on his right knee and his right leg. So to me, when I see that massive brace, like I know what players can play through. That's not a, oh, he's ready to go out there and play.
No, but I will tell you this. See, the reaction I got on social was, oh my God, look at that brace. He is so far away. I actually don't care about the brace as much from a standpoint of, I actually thought he looked good moving. Like he actually was doing a lot of stuff that I was encouraged by. And we've seen guys with braces before, elbow braces, knee braces. They go out there and they, now he's a corner. He's not an offensive lineman. I get it. I wasn't as concerned about the bulkiness of the brace. I think that's just, hey, you're protecting him. Yeah. Make sure he's stable. I actually thought he looked pretty good doing a lot of the stuff he was doing. I'm not saying he's returning next week. I don't think that, but I was encouraged by what I saw.
I like to say, you know, we're not doctors. Yeah. So let's give you the opinion of an actual doctor. Banged Up Bills is somebody who we do reference every once in a while. Kyle Trimble does.
I've met Kyle. He's great.
Yeah. Does work with Cover One. So he quoted the videos that I posted, said, this is good to see. He's out there. We haven't seen this. I was hoping he would be out of the brace to practice, but he doesn't look close yet. I can see why Mike McDermott was tempering expectations. That timeline to return is open-ended now. The drills themselves don't tell us much. So Sal has a video of Hairston working out. I have a couple videos of Hairston working out. You'll see what you're talking, what we're talking about if you go and check our social channels. A good sign that he was able to do more, but not enough where I feel like, okay, he's close or he's about to be back.
All right, timeline wise, he is eligible, Max Hairston, to return next week after the game against the Saints to practice. If the Bills so choose, they can give him an IR all year. At any point, they can say he's practicing. If they do that, A, he counts as a designated to return player. You get eight of them. They've already used two this year on who was the guys they put in rated. Oh, he's actually one of them. Sorry. He's one of them. He went IR that last day. Him and Travis Clayton, I think it was, right? So you don't have to eat up another IR to return spot. He's one of them. Once he does practice, once he steps foot on the practice field and they say he's returning, they do have 21 days to activate him to the 53-man roster and then would have to make a decision. Same boat for Tyler Bass. What did you think about what Sean McDermott said about him?
Yeah, it to me felt like him saying the way he spoke about Tyler Bass made me feel like he is coming back to be their kicker, not they're considering keeping Prater or, you know, he was pretty firm on Tyler Bass as like he is our kicker when the injury first happened and they put him on IR. But then Prater has the game winning kick and he had been great up until the shank that he had against the Dolphins on Thursday night. The language McDermott used today made it feel like they are just waiting for him to be healthy enough to go. And when he is at that point, then he'll be back and be their kicker.
Yeah, I agree. This sounds like it's more of when, not if, right? And whatever the injury is, how long it keeps him out, at some point he becomes your kicker and he comes in. And I know that there's a conversation with a lot of Bills fans because of what Matt Prater has been able to do. But I agree with Matt, especially I would say as the weather gets a little colder, younger, stronger leg. I know Matt Prater has a lot of long kicks in his career. I do think you have to think about a lot of those things.
Let me ask, though, if you do bring back Tyler Bass, are you doing everything you can to keep Prater on your practice squad as just a failsafe? Like, that's interesting because you're risking if you let him go. Like, look at some of the kicker moves that have been made around the league. Like, I think there's a chance he could latch on somewhere if a team needs to move on from their kicker. I mean, keeping two, like using a practice squad on a kicker is not necessarily ideal, but I could see it as kind of a built-in Tyler Bass insurance policy.
I don't think you do, Matt. I think what you do is if something happens during the week, then you call him up and you say, hey, we're going to sign you. But I don't think you just use the spot on him. Are other teams clamoring to bring? I think Matt Prater's the kind of guy you can call on a Friday and go, something happened to Tyler. Can you come in and kick? You know what I mean? If, and then you put him on the practice squad and elevate him.
But having him on the practice squad would give you that added insurance if another team was, I mean, if another team was trying to sign him to their active roster, then I would imagine he would probably be taking that. But I don't know. What if he goes and signs somewhere else? And then all of a sudden you're now looking for another kicker.
Then I think you sign another kicker. I don't think you use the spot. I don't think you used an actual spot on him. I think it's a position where you can just kind of do it on the fly, kind of.
The other thing about this too, the psychological impact would be fascinating because I don't know what would be more effective. Telling Tyler Bass, this is your job and we believe in you, or having somebody working alongside you who is a threat to take your job if it does not go well. Yeah. So if there's somebody out here who's a mental health expert, please chime in. I don't know what the more effective way is, but I kind of like that. Like, I think Tyler Bass needs to earn.
Didn't he perform better last year when that happened?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Or 2 years ago when they brought someone in and there was some competition for like 2 weeks and he's like, they started making all those kicks?
I don't remember if that was 2 years ago or if that was last year, but it did work for a while. But then we talk about Tyler Bass. The big moment of Tyler Bass's career 2 years ago was the miss in the Chiefs game. And then the best kick he made last year was in the Dolphins game.
I think it was last year at that time. So, and then he kicked that kick.
Okay, so that is good. And, you know, he talked about, he was very open. And to his credit, he talked about his mental health and, you know, how it was such a huge milestone for him to be able to perform in that moment. I just think that there are so many questions about Tyler Bass. We didn't really get to see him at all this summer. Right. And then when we did in that Bucs game, it started fine. And then he missed a gimme at the end. So now we're having that same question of like Prater shanking the one the other night. Like, that's not super encouraging.
Well, the good news is same boat as Harrison. You can have him practice for 3 weeks to make sure everything's okay. Have him practice before you actually make that move. And then you tell Matt Prater, hey, thank you. You know, thanks for your service. I just don't think it's something you need to keep around for. You could probably call him up. He'll come back from Arizona. If another team wants him, they sign him. And then you go get another guy who maybe you could work out. All right.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
I'm Christian McCaffrey, pro running back, and Abercrombie is an official fashion partner of the NFL. I'm not kidding when I say NFL by Abercrombie broke the internet last year, and I think this season's lineup is even cooler. And so does my wife, who keeps stealing all my hoodies. Stay fit for the season in Abercrombie's newest arrivals. Shop NFL by Abercrombie in the app, online, and in store.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Let's talk about two other guys because there's some clarification I need to have here. So I have been saying that Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi were eligible to come back to the facility after 4 weeks. That is not true. They're back at the facility this week. They cannot practice this week. But the rule is once half of your suspension is over, that's three games. However, they can't practice, I believe, from what I'm still reading. I'm trying to research this as best I can, folks. I believe they cannot practice until their suspension is actually over. So they're here for a few weeks. Remember, the Bills have a bye week in between when their suspension's over and then the next game, which gives them an extra week, essentially. But just for clarification purposes, they don't have to wait a week. These guys are back at this facility in meeting rooms and with coaches.
I believe, though, the only things that they can do are meetings and the weight room. Yep. I don't think they can be out on the practice field in any capacity, right?
I think individually they can, but not with a team. Like with a coach working them out or something, okay, yes.
But they like could not be out of practice just watching off to the side like they're injured player.
I don't think so.
So, yeah, I mean, but that's interesting because that almost makes it feel like it's a bigger obstacle to overcome if they can't practice until the suspension has ended, because we thought that there was going to be this ramp up window where it would be, okay, you've got a couple weeks to practice and then you can come back after that. Now the bye week helps the Bills, but if they can't start practicing until the week of the Panthers game after the bye, I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion that they're back out there inactive for the Panthers game. And then the next game after that is the Chiefs one, which seems like it's going to be a pretty big one.
I bet you Michael Hoyt is. I think he's too much of a part of what they thought he'd be, a big part of the defense, and I think he plays right away.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. So we have said that we think Javon Solomon is playing Michael Hoyt role until Michael Hoyt comes back. What is Javon Solomon's role after Michael Hoyt does come back, and is he still on the active roster?
Well, I know Landon Jackson will be on the active roster. Yeah. So then you almost are forced into maybe waiving Javon Solomon. Even if you want Javon Solomon to play over Landon Jackson, I don't think that's possible because you're not keeping six defensive ends. No. Someone's got to be the odd man out.
You could theoretically cut him. Now, you would put him subject to waivers and being picked up by another team and then activate him for his free practice squad elevations and kind of build in an added buffer if there is an injury to somebody down the road.
That would be the plan, right? Practice squad, if there he was released, but he's got to get through waivers, which you say you think is probably will happen. Sure, it might. I think there's a team that could say, hey, we want that guy.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's like a slam dunk that he would get there. I'm just saying it's the best option they have because clearly you can't do that with Landon Jackson. And you talk about the other players that are in that room. They're not in those positions. The trade deadline is interesting. Could they make a move? Could they add somebody? Could they send one of their veterans elsewhere? If they know the Hoyt play is coming back, could you try and trade Javon Solomon for a piece or a player that you think could be beneficial? So I'm very interested to see how that plays out because I feel like he is going to be the biggest name and player impacted by the return of both, honestly, both of them, Hoyt and Ogunjobi, when Ogunjobi comes back.
Okay, a couple questions on this. We talked a lot in the offseason about the possibility of a deal of A.J. Epenesa. Now, the financials are way different now. He's guaranteed his salary by the Bills because he's on the week one roster. Would that be something they'd explore? And would we have to revisit that?
I don't think so. I think Epenesa has still played a big enough role in this team where they would not be interested in moving on from him, even if that meant giving Landon Jackson a stronger look or giving Javon Solomon the A.J. Epenesa role. I just don't see that happening. I think they want a very, I don't want to say a clearly defined rotation, but I think they want their top two guys to be Bosa and Rousseau, and they want their next two guys to be Hoyt and Epenesa, and each one of those provides a skill set that is a little bit different from the other, and that helps you in the long term.
Okay, when Ogunjobi does come back, if everybody is healthy, is it possible they just move on from Ogunjobi and say, hey, the reasoning would be we kept him because we had the roster spot to do it, and we want to make sure we're healthy. But now that we're healthy, we really have no spot. But if that happens, there's going to be a big criticism of, well, then why don't you move on and save the one whatever million you could have?
I think they'll keep Ogunjobi just because it feels like already with the Dwayne Carter injury, already with the Ed Oliver injury, even though this doesn't appear to be a super long-term thing, that naturally is a position that gets banged up over the course of a season, and that is why they have gone to the Jordan Phillips and Quentin Jefferson well so many times. I think they like Zion Logue. Admittedly, I don't know what to make of, what is it, Fadarian Mathis?
It is. Good job. Yeah. Yeah.
Fadarian.
So, I mean, former top 50 pick in the NFL just a few years ago. Okay. And we talked about who could be active or inactive. I think we both are okay with them probably keeping five defensive tackles. But, man, the numbers start to thin out all along the roster then, and you have to make decisions. I mean, is it possible someone could be out of that mix and they could move on from somebody? If anybody, I think it would be Larry Ogunjobi.
So here's the interesting one. It's 2 weeks ago. We were giving him a ton of praise, and now I'm posing this question. Do you need Sam Franklin? I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, because we were talking about he makes every special teams tackle, and he is such an asset to have. Well, in the last game, the special teams weren't phenomenal, right? So it might be a bit of a wave, and I think that there has certainly been much more good than bad, and a shaky special teams day should not fall on one player at all. But it feels like that would potentially be the most logical move if they wanted to keep Ogunjobi. It would be moving on from Sam Franklin, because they would still have four safeties in that room.
I'm going to disagree. I think, to me, it reads like it'd be Jamarcus Ingram, since he was inactive last week.
Okay, and I don't disagree with that, but I think Harrison plays a role. Can you bring up the depth chart again? So if they cut Jamarcus Ingram, you would be you would still have Taron, Cam, but as your primary outside guys, you would only have Christian, Tre'Davious, and Dorian Strong. You do have the Dane Jackson break glass in case of emergency. You also probably are getting Jamarcus to your practice squad in this situation, so that might be the other.
That's the reason, and I will tell you, Matt, I would normally say they're not going to do that, but they rolled with three outside corners in the game last week.
Could it be, well, Tylan Grable's interesting, because when Tylan Grable's able to come back, could it potentially be, do we think he is just a straight-up swap for Ryan Vandermark or Chase Lunt?
Chase Lunt, they're not going to lose the waivers. That's the only reason he was even kept.
Okay, so then I think that would be a Ryan Vandermark swap, right?
Could be.
But if you know you're getting Tylan Grable back, do you just move on from Vandermark before it happened? That's so risky, because then you're forcing Chase Lunt to be your primary backup tackle, essentially.
A lot of decisions to be made here. Let me ask you of another team and a decision as well. The reason why I know about what's going on with Hoyt Ogunjobi and had to correct, Rashee Rice is in the same situation. Rashee Rice can go back to the facility this week in Kansas City. Then he can start practicing after his suspension's over and playing. We all saw Sunday night. How much does he matter, and how much will he matter to that Chiefs offense? How desperate do they need him, and how much will he be able to help them turn around?
Well, I think you go from an offense that doesn't have very many weapons, right? You have Patrick Mahomes, obviously exceptional, and Travis Kelce, whatever he has left at this point in his career. Their main target has been Tyquan Thornton over the last couple weeks. You're getting Rashee Rice back, and you're getting Xavier Worthy back. So I think that will greatly improve their offense. I don't think that means it's going to just be fixed, but I certainly think it's going to help. I mean, you're talking about a team without their two wide receivers and two who are really good, like especially Rashee Rice. When he plays, he is awesome, and Xavier Worthy is a very explosive player. I think the Bills offense, even though it's different in the whole everybody eats thing, if you took Shakir and Coleman out of the offense for an extended amount of time, it would look different and it wouldn't look as dominant. So that's why I do think when those guys come back, it'll be a big boost for them. But man, this game this weekend between the Ravens and the Chiefs, like one of these teams is going to be 1-3, which is crazy. We talked about it a little bit on the last episode. You think you're rooting here for the Chiefs if you're a Bills fan?
I think now you're rooting for the Ravens. Since they lost against the Lions, they're 2.5 games back, essentially, the Bills. So basically 3 games back. All right. So now you want to give the Chiefs another loss. So then both teams are 3 games back.
Okay. I hear that. The only pushback I would have there is that I think the Ravens are unequivocally winning their division, regardless of what happens this weekend. Like, I don't think there is a true team, unless you're somebody who really believes in the Steelers, but they haven't played that team yet. I would anticipate that as 2 wins for the Ravens. I feel like the path for the Bills, and now we're getting really nitty gritty, is you want both of these teams to win their division. I don't think you want one of these teams to be a wild card team.
I don't disagree, but it is possible to keep the Chiefs out of the playoffs if this keeps up and if they lose.
I mean, that would be nuts.
Right.
But I feel like that's... But
with that division, how it looks, right? And they could finish behind Denver. We know they could finish behind the Chargers. So if you're saying you think that, yeah, I hear what you're saying, though, because you want them in the top four or whatever. But if that's the case, unless they're the 2 and 3 seeds, one is still coming here in weekend number two.
Yeah, but
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What if you're the Bills and you slip up, right? There are other teams that are 3-0. This is a very, very long season. If you're the Bills and you don't get the one seed, and all of a sudden you're the 2 seed or you're the 3 seed or whatever, and you have to host Kansas City or Baltimore in the wild card round, that is unequivocally the worst case scenario, which is why if, you know.
So just take care of business, Bills.
Well, it's like if the Bills take care of business, then it ultimately really doesn't matter. But I think the better thing here is that if those teams win their division and you guarantee that you avoid them until at least the second round, and maybe you're coming off a bye in the process.
To answer your question, I think it's more beneficial for the Ravens to win because I think then both teams are 3 games back of you, essentially, and you still play Kansas City. Now, the argument could be made, well, you can give Kansas City their next loss anyway when you play them. That's right. But if Kansas City's only 2 games back of you and they beat you here, now it's a different discussion. That's what I want to avoid.
Yeah, and I just, the fact that one of those teams is going to be 1-3 is crazy to me. Obviously, the Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs, but I remember watching them a couple years ago on Christmas and being like, this team stinks. And then they went to the Super Bowl. So I'm not writing them off anytime soon. And I think when the Ravens, every year, you know me, I've got a team that I have some blind confidence in that doesn't end up being that good. I think when the Ravens are playing their football, they're the best team in the NFL. But these,
that was you with the Dolphins last year.
No. That was me. I liked the Dolphins. I didn't think that they were the best team in football. I still think the Ravens are very, very serious and a very, very tough matchup for the Bills, which is why I think avoiding them would be like, if you're talking about, if we fast forward 4 months or whatever it is, I think if you're the Bills, you would much rather, even with all the history, you would much rather play the Chiefs in the playoffs than play against the Ravens in the playoffs.
It's just a matchup thing. It's just a bad matchup. By the way, did you see some of the reaction coming out of Baltimore, including our Odyssey partner, Jason LaConfora, who basically I pointed out to people, this is what it sounds like, even when you have a really good team in any other market. Basically, he was just going after, and so are people in Baltimore, about their front seven, their pass rush, Roquan Smith looking old. This is the Ravens we're talking about, but that's the discourse there. Yeah. Hey, they don't have a pass rush. What's going on? All we heard about, this Ravens defense is amazing. 5 first-round picks in the secondary. But, Matt, I mean, even the Lions kind of tore them up.
Yeah, it was a great comment from Dan Orlovsky from ESPN. He said they've got a defense built to beat teams like the Chiefs and the Bills and fast teams, speed teams. Well, the Bills aren't super fast, but they're not built to beat teams who can play bully ball. The Lions are built to play bully ball and just try and absolutely run it down the middle of your defense over and over and over again. And that's what they did. But that's also to the point of why I don't love the matchup for the Bills. It's just a very different style of football that they play. And it feels like the Ravens would have a chance to have some, but shout out to the Lions, man. Their defense was phenomenal in that game at containing Lamar Jackson.
For sure. All right. Last thing, a little house cleaning item here from today. Spencer Brown did not practice today. Sean McDermott said it's a calf injury progressing. It sounded like it's more of a day-to-day thing. Who knows? Maybe he doesn't play on Sunday. He is one of only 3 players to play every snap this year for the Bills on either offense or defense. Yeah. Who are the other 2?
The other 2 on offense and or defense? Well,
there's only 3 total.
Oh, well, it's not Josh, obviously.
Josh missed one snap.
I'll say Osiris Torrance.
Yep. Who's the first? I asked about this guy in the room today because I said he's the only defender to play 100% of snaps.
Cole Bishop.
That's right.
Yeah, well done.
Cole Bishop, Spencer Brown, Osiris Torrance, the only players that have played every snap for the Bills for 3 games, but Spencer Brown, a bit banged up with a calf injury. If he's unable to go, I would fully expect it to be Ryan Vandermark at this point.
I would think so, too. Just has some experience. When Spencer missed the game last year against the Chiefs, he was the one who went in there. It just feels like that would probably be the natural thing. But not knowing about the Spencer Brown injury after the game on Thursday when we talked to McDermott Friday and having it pop up now does make it seem like to me maybe this is just a overcautious, better safe than sorry.
Especially because he said it was from the game. He didn't say it was away from the facility.
That's what I mean. So it feels like it's kind of a lingering thing that they want to make sure they nip in the bud. And, you know, I've seen a bunch of people say, like, sit everybody against the same. No. You still want your quarterback, who is the lifeblood of this organization, to be as protected as humanly possible. So if Spencer Brown can play, like, you want Spencer Brown to play.
It's an NFL game, man. I mean, you got to go out there and play still. We've seen upsets happen before. The best scenario is the Bills get out to a big lead. They can put ball caps on, get on the sidelines, get on to Sunday night against the Patriots. We are on to Thursday's practice. Thanks a lot to our producer, Mike Robbie, for doing a great job again. Matt and I will talk to you the next time. It's always game day in Buffalo. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube feed at Sal Sports. Watch us there. And, of course, catch us wherever you pod on iTunes, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and anywhere else. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.